Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 4, 1805. Home on the Plains. In his essay entitled A Most Perfect Harmony, Life at Fort Mandan, Professor James Rhonda theorizes that if life at Fort Mandan was a most perfect harmony, it was due to Clark and Lewis themselves. These captains had a great deal of experience with soldiers and frontier campaigns. They had learned that discipline and leadership were qualities that could hold an army unit together. This Corps of Discovery was not to be a ragtag outfit and would be governed by the regulations and the Articles of War. The efforts of the leaders imposed a sense of unity from above, according to James Rhonda. Clark was also a disciplined journal keeper, even on days when he did not feel well. He writes today,
"A warm, snowy morning. The thermometer at 28 degrees above zero. Cloudy. Sent out three men to hunt down the river. Several Indians came today. The Little Crow, who has proved friendly, came. We gave him a handkerchief and two files. In the evening, the weather became very cold and windy. Wind from the northwest. I am very unwell the after part of the day. Captain William Clark, January 4, 1805.
To continue quoting Dr. Rhonda, toil, the joining of hands in the common task, bonded the explorers together. Cooking, cleaning, and rough fun were equally important in fostering that sense of harmony. What holds any day together are its predictable rituals of eating and washing and household chores. Fort Mandan had these rituals, and they gave the post a feeling of home. And just how much at home the men of the expedition felt can be judged in a telling line from Sergeant John Ordway. He described the Fort Mandan rooms as warm and comfortable. The fort was a home, and its inhabitants were becoming a family. Tomorrow, a buffalo dance.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Entries are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.